In this episode of the Trig Podcast of Joy, I'm going to be introducing you to two amazing students at Christ Lutheran Costa Mesa, Brock and Jack. They were in my seventh grade class a year ago, and now they're graduates and going on to ninth grade. So what a beautiful time for these young men, as well as all of their friends in seventh and eighth grade and beyond. And now as they embark in a brand new experience and school and stage of life, I can only say how glad I was to be their teacher, their chapel leader, their instructor and mentor friend, all the things that we did. It was amazing. And so in this brief interview, we were just getting ready for the last chapel of the year, I believe. Yeah. And so I just grabbed my phone, so the audio is a bit average, mid, as the kids say. But the heart is there. We got talking about just silliness. What would we do with $1 million and stuff like that? So enjoy it. Celebrate what great things God is doing in our young people. And most of all, just how much fun I had being a mentor and friend to these amazing young men. And I can't wait to see what God's going to do with them moving forward. So enjoy this brief hangout with my two friends, Brock and Jack.
Okay, here at UCLS, the last Sunday or the last Friday of the year with Brock.
Oh, yeah.
And Jack.
What's up?
And we're here talking about what's it like to be famous. We're not famous, but, you know, we want to be famous. What would it be like? What would you do with your first $1 million, Jack?
First $1 million, I'd probably buy a drum set and then give the rest to my family.
That's it. Okay, how about you, Brock? Your first $1 million.
My first $1 million?
First of many.
First of many. I'm going to invest into stocks and get even more wealthier.
That's it. That's right.
And then I'm going to buy a mansion.
Mansion?
Not buy a mansion with $1 million.
I just said I'm
going to... No, you need like $10 million.
It's going to grow. And I'm going...
That's like $50 million.
To take an interest in real estate. And then I'm going to buy houses, fix them up, and sell them. Compounding my money.
In other words, Brock's going to be poor the rest of his life. And bored. But he'll be rich, but bored.
He's
going to die with lots of money, but bored. Nobody's going to like Brock.
Once I keep getting millions of dollars compounding in my stocks.
Okay. How about for fun? Okay, that's boring. How about something fun?
Boring.
My first $1 million. It's going terribly. My first $1 million, I have no idea what I would do with it.
Dude, a skateboard, guitar,
buy a nice car.
Buy a nice car, like a GT Camaro or something.
Yeah, man.
I would buy...
Okay, so Jack, what's your ideal drum set? You like drums?
Well, I like the one up there.
Yeah, so what, like what? Like what about it?
Noble Cooley. Yeah. It has 3 toms on it. It's beautiful because you can just rip around on all the toms. I really like that type of tuning because Trey Cool uses that tuning.
Yep.
He actually tuned it when he went up.
Did he? Dude.
Yeah, and so I'm like
what
playing
the heck?
On
Are you
his
serious?
I so, kind of like that brand.
And so tell me, how was it to have the drummer from Green Day tune your drums, hang out with you, sign your sticks?
Dude, it's an honor to just see him in person because I've seen all of his music videos from Green Day stuff. And it's just awesome to just get a signature and just knowing that he's like, he goes to this school almost kind of. And that, like, it's amazing that I'm just in his presence sometimes. And I really look up to him too. Mm-hmm. And that's just... You know, he inspires me a lot, and that's just what I really...
Yeah. Who inspires you a lot, Brockster?
Ooh.
Besides Big Daddy Trig.
Oh, obviously.
Obviously.
On top.
That's right.
Let's see here. Who inspires me? I gotta say...
Besides Jack.
What's his name? He was in wrestling for Penn State, and then he moved up to the WWE and went undefeated for a while. Just lost.
Jesse Ventura.
Right. I'm trying to remember his name. I don't know why I don't remember
it. And you like him why?
He's a great wrestler, and he moved to WWE and showed how wrestling can help you in all sorts of fighting and how you can use that to defend yourself.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's big time. So what else you guys want to talk about in this last... Okay, what? Yeah, go ahead.
Bo Nickel.
Bo Nickel. So... So what else do you guys want to talk about on this last day? Like your plans or fun stuff or summer? Your surfing career.
That's just what we're doing all summer. Me and Brocky gonna hit up some waves.
Hit up the waves.
Yeah, we gotta shred.
And because
you're gonna shred and rip a curl.
Yeah.
Rip a curl. That's what it's
Built
called,
a
bro.
Bong.
No. I didn't say that. I said rip a curl.
Rip a curl.
I got an idea. With my $1 million, me and Jack. We're gonna hit up on a surf trip. We're gonna hit up all the
Costa Rica. I'm from near there.
We're going down the coast. We're gonna start with Huntington, San Clemente.
That's where the sharks are.
Yeah, San Onofre. Then we're going.
That's where the atomic bombs are.
Yeah, to Mexico. And we're gonna.
That's where all the Mexicans are.
Yeah, we're gonna hit up Puerto Escondido.
That's where all that.
All the good spots.
All the tacos are.
Yeah, we're gonna hit up all the good restaurants. Hey. You know. Sleep in our van.
Hey!
Sleep in our van.
You know, we got it all.
In your van that you don't have, you can't drive. You
can't. Invest in with my $1 million.
Oh, okay, I get it.
Gets this lovely van, deck it out, wow. Beds, bunks.
Dude, I'm there. I'll drive, okay?
Yeah, you'll drive. You know, we'll just drink all night and, you know, do our thing.
Dude.
How about you, Jack? What's this summer besides surfing in Costa Rica? That's pretty much it.
After this, after the graduation, I'm going straight to Tennessee. Like after
Tennessee! Like
3 days later, I'm going straight to Tennessee with my grandparents for 2 weeks.
Have you been to Austin City Limits in Tennessee?
I don't think I have. What?
It's like a concert place where people, like Stevie Ray Vaughan and all these guys play. Oh, yeah. Like Billie Eilish and all this. But then it's like outdoors.
Yeah. That'd be.
That's in Nashville, though. What part of Tennessee?
No, I think it's Nashville.
Okay. Well, anyway, Austin City. Actually, it's Austin City in Nashville. And you, what are your summer goals besides ripping a curl? If that's good, I don't know. If that's bad, we'll delete that.
I think to start out with, when to get jacked on some.
You want
to
get jacked? Yes, you're going to lift weights every day.
Yes.
Oh, you mean hang out with Jack, this guy. He's not ripped. Jack, gain some weight, bro. Eat some more of those croissants.
Me and Jack.
Get fat and then get jacked.
Yeah. But I'm going to get Jack on some fish, you know. We're going to get all the gear and we're going to dive in the water and get all the good spots and get some kilograms.
We went to Newport yesterday, actually, and we were diving in, like, underneath the pier. And we, like, saw the pilings and stuff. There's like, some sand bass, you said. So cool.
That's the best.
Yeah, we're going to hit up some Crystal Cove and Corona Del Mar spots and... Get our healthy sized sheep's head and, you know, cook them up, make some ceviche.
Yum, yum, ceviche!
The whole deal, you know?
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Mm-hmm. What did I do?
Well, this is our very first, maybe of many, or maybe who knows, of the Brock Jack Intrigonomous.
Getting jacked.
Getting jacked with Jack Brock and Trig podcast. The Road of Rippers.
The Road of the
Rippers. Yeah. This podcast will gain many subscribers. So listen for us. And we'll talk to you on the other side of the waves. Peace.
Yeah.
Peace. Jack's busy over there hanging out with his fans.
Yeah. Signatures everywhere.
That's right.
I'll be here all night.